I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Six men began an unusual experiment in Moscow today. They stepped into a windowless warehouse that will serve as a simulated space capsule, and they embarked on an imaginary trip to Mars that will take a year and a half round trip. It's a daunting prospect, 18 months with five other human beings, no sunlight, and only recycled air. The World's Jeb Sharp reports.
The crew members from Russia, China, Italy, and France were upbeat as they gave parting remarks before stepping into their new home and closing the hatch. But they also spoke about what they would miss. Here's Italian crew member Diego Urbina.
I definitely will miss my family totally, and my friends, and the nature itself, all the things that you take for granted here on Earth, and that won't be there. Also, the internet and girls are totally something I will miss.
No girls, no sunlight for a year and a half. The point of the experiment is to prepare for a real Mars mission, which Russia and Europe are planning in the coming decades. Psychologist Jane McCartney told the BBC she's fascinated to see what happens in this mock version.
Psychological welfare of a crew of astronauts is critical to absolutely any success of any space mission. It's important to know how people are going to interact with each other, what problems might come up, what can be done if those problems do come up.
Researchers already know quite a bit about how human beings react to prolonged isolation and confinement. For one thing, small irritants like someone snoring or hogging the video camera can become hugely magnified. And being away from one's loved ones is stressful, especially if there's a death or illness in someone's family, for instance. Medical anthropologist Lawrence Palinkas of the University of Southern California says crew members will likely experience a range of emotions.
People will go through periods where they're depressed, they're angry or irritable, you know, because of the social friction that may occur. They may experience changes in their ability to focus on their cognitive performance. You know, their short-term memory may go because of the lack of environmental stimulation.
All of these are surmountable challenges, though, Palinkas says. He thinks the chances of someone experiencing a full-blown disorder or breakdown are small. The crew will have some diversions to help the mood. There will be books, movies, and video games. One of them is taking a guitar, and there's a virtual chess match planned against former world champion Anatoly Karpov as well. And there's a lot of work to be done, according to Martin Zell of the European Space Agency.
They have a set of more than 100 experiments, a lot of them in the biomedical area, but also technological ones, which they have to do in periodical intervals throughout this mission. And then in the middle of the mission, once they arrive in the vicinity of Mars, in a Mars orbit, they prepare for a one-month duration exit to the Mars surface.
The simulated Mars surface, that is, a room with a floor covered in sand and rocks. That moment, which will come about halfway through the mission, could well be a high point. Lawrence Palinkas says the low point may come right after that. He says it's known as the third quarter phenomenon. In missions of this sort, there's often a slump in energy and outlook after the halfway point. Then excitement picks up again toward the end.
The only difference, though, is that while that's been observed in missions lasting a year or so, whether there'll be enough energy left to have that feeling after 500 days will be one of the questions that investigators will be looking at.
Check back in November 2011. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.